In my guru's ashram, quote, "If I entered the hermitage in a worried or indifferent frame of mind, my attitude imperceptibly changed. A healing calm descended at the mere sight of my guru. Every day with him was a new experience in joy, peace, and wisdom," end quote. So Paramahansa Yogananda describes the years he spent in the ashram of his guru, Swami Sri Yukteswar. There is so much that we can learn from these few simple words. The power of the guru to uplift and change our consciousness is not limited to his words or actions. The mere sight of Sri Yukteswar had a transforming effect on his young disciple. The guru's consciousness is a catalyst for our spiritual unfoldment. As disciples, our part is to strive to be more in tune and to deepen our efforts to know God. When we're, quote, worried or indifferent, or experiencing any number of wrong attitudes, we have the ability to transcend them by tuning in to the guru's consciousness, which can free us from the mental shackles that keep us bound. But, you may be thinking, I haven't had the blessing of living in my guru's ashram. I live here in a big city surrounded by materialistic consciousness. What hope is there for me to experience these divine gifts? I'd like to share two stories of people we know who have, quote, lived in their guru's ashram, despite extremely challenging outward circumstances. The first is of our friend Joe Hunt, or Jai Ram, who has spent the last 40 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. About 30 years ago, Jai Ram's mother sent him a copy of Autobiography of a Yogi, which he read eagerly from cover to cover. Shortly afterwards, he contacted Ananda to see if it was possible for someone to visit him in prison to teach him how to meditate. Some members were able to do this, and Jai Ram began meditating every morning and evening on his bunk in his prison cell. After a few years, the prison officials allowed Jai Ram the use of a small closet as an office for some work he was doing. And it was there that Jyotish initiated him into Kriya Yoga. One can imagine that a prison environment is not ideal for the regular practice of Kriya, but through the pandemic and lockdowns, through illness and isolation, Jai Ram has spent hours daily meditating and doing his Kriyas. When we visited him over the years, we could feel that he has, quote, lived in his guru's ashram despite all the outer challenges. The second story is about an advanced direct disciple of Yoganandaji, Kamala Silva, who spent many years with her guru and wrote the book The Flawless Mirror. Later in her life, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Having no family to care for her and needing constant supervision, she was moved to an assisted living home. Members from Ananda visited her regularly, and though they expected her to be unhappy living there, they were greatly reassured to see her unwavering joy. One day, a woman from Ananda went to see her and was shocked to see that Kamala was now sharing a room with another woman whose face had been horribly disfigured by burns from a fire. Our friend thought, what a pity that Kamala has to look at that damaged face every day. Kamala, however, remarked, have you seen my roommate? Isn't she beautiful? That was how Kamala saw her, as a reflection of God's radiant light. She too was, quote, living in her guru's ashram, there in that small room. I hope these stories will help you to realize that the doors to this sacred realm are always open, The choice is ours whether we want to dwell there. Living in our guru's ashram is a state of mind and much more. It is constantly reaching out for union with God until we realize that the guru's ashram has always resided in our own heart. I'll close with these words of Master, quote, O Spirit, make my soul thy temple, but make my heart thy beloved home, where thou wouldst dwell with me in ease and everlasting understanding, end quote. With joy, Nayaswami Devi. Friends, it was a joy to share these thoughts with you, and that last quote from Master is very meaningful to me, to think of the Guru coming into our heart as his beloved home, where we dwell together in ease and everlasting understanding. The thought behind the words we've shared today is really to build a very personal connection with the Guru. Don't think that he's someone, if Yogananda is your Guru, someone who passed away in 1952, or if you have another Guru, even if he is still in the body, just being in his physical presence, there's so much more that we can do to feel the blessings of the Guru. And, you know, even if the Guru is no longer in the physical body, there's so many stories from Master's life after he left the body of him appearing to his disciples, and of course Sri Yukteswar appearing to Master and other of his disciples after he left the body, and of course Christ, who appeared to his disciples after the crucifixion and resurrection. So the consciousness of the Guru is eternal, and his dwelling place is a place of openness and devotion in our own hearts. And everything that we can do to deepen this realization is really the goal of our life. And I loved in Master's quote about living in the Guru's ashram when he said, every day was a new experience of joy and peace and wisdom. And to realize, as Master said, that God is ever new joy, and that God, knowing God, experiencing his presence, is not something static, but it's something evolving and fresh and new. And to try to live our lives in that way, that we see the wonder of God's presence everywhere. So we invite you to join us as we strive to constantly live in our Guru's ashram. We invite you to join us there. And may our souls be fellow residents in the beautiful consciousness of the Guru's ashram, which is one with God. God bless you.